This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The Beef Checkoff Program was established as part of the 1985 Farm Bill and approved 3 years later by 79% of producers. Checkoff dollars collected from producers help increase demand for beef. Critics argue spending decisions by the Cattlemen's Beef Board, the checkoff's administrative body, are unfair to producers. But CBB's CEO, Greg Haynes, says those decisions are made by the producers.
You know, and they're getting feedback into all these programs. And so it's not like me or some corporation or one of our contractors that's making these decisions. It's the producers, and they're looking at, you know, where are we going to get the biggest benefit for our buck? You know, how do we move that dial? How do we keep consumer demand around the world for beef? And that's really what all this is about.
Even in years like this, Haynes says, the program appears to be working.
Yeah, you know, what we're seeing is through this whole pandemic is that demand for beef is really holding up. I think whenever you're in a crisis, that's kind of the litmus test to see really how well your programs are working, and to see that we've been doing so well during this whole pandemic here and internationally, I think is a huge testament for just that positive impact the checkoff is having.
Haynes says he's proud of the work being done to ensure beef continues to be the number one protein everywhere.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.